Members of the House of Delegates are still debating a bill that would take money from the Rainy Day Fund to balance the 2016 budget. But it's a fight over PEIA, the Public Employees Health Insurance Program, that's stalling the crucial legislation. Senate Bill 364 was requested by Governor Tomlin to help close a nearly $400 million budget shortfall for this year. It takes nearly $52 million from the Rainy Day Fund to help close the gap. But Democrats in the House tried to amend the bill Monday to take an additional $58 million from the state's reserve fund to cover another shortfall in the Public Employees Health Insurance Agency, one that will cause costs to increase for state employees and retirees. Delegate Isaac Spinagle is a Democrat from Pendleton County.
This is the first financial bill that's come before this House. It's an emergency situation. We are now on the 20th day of legislative session, nearly one-third through. And yet we have yet to address the PEIA funding crisis in the state of West Virginia.
The Democratic amendment to help fund PEIA was voted down. Many Republicans called it an irresponsible use of one-time monies to fix a long-term funding problem. The bill to take money from the Rainy Day Fund will be up for a vote Tuesday in the House. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in the House.